maybe I'm consuming too much news, but in the past few weeks, we've heard about the huge fires in the Amazon, you know, the lungs of the earth. There's fires in Greenland, and we're hearing that if that's not extinguished, the blaze would burn through winter, further driving up the already massive ice melt Greenland has experienced this year. And then the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that July was the hottest July on record. The next five hottest Julys were all in the past 5 years. And on Friday, you know, that was really hard to ignore. It was 6 days into spring. Literally, winter was a week ago. It was 33 degrees. There were multiple fires burning around us. So, look, what is going on? Greg Mullins, climate councillor, former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner, joins us now. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
I'm spooked. Are you spooked?
Look, probably a lot more than you, because I I know intimately what's going on, and I've been watching it for 50 years. So you're spot on. Worldwide, things are getting out of control, literally. Fire chiefs around the world have been talking. We're all spooked. We're in an in organisations that are meant to be calm and collected, that what we're seeing coming down towards us is we can't really deal with.
So what are you saying, and what do you mean you can't deal with it?
Look, just you talked about some other countries there that have had major fires. Look at California last year, 14,000 homes burnt. Records for the largest fires kept tumbling. They had three of the largest fires in history last year. The year before that, 9,000 homes were lost. I've worked in California. A friend of mine was the fire chief in California. He retired. I think he'd had enough. Previous to that, the biggest fires it had were 1993, about 3,000 homes. So look, we're just seeing supercharged weather conditions, extreme weather conditions. Places like Greenland that you mentioned, the UK that's never had bushfires, Siberia. There's fires breaking out in places where they just shouldn't burn. The west coast of Tasmania, the World Heritage Areas, wet rainforest, subtropical rainforest, it's all burning. And look, this is driven by climate change. There's no other explanation. It's higher temperatures, it's less rainfall, very strong winds in a more energetic atmosphere, and it's just stacked the odds against firefighters.
So you're saying what's driving that is higher temperatures, less rainfall. What about other things, like sort of deforestation? Is it?
Yeah, well, you know, people talk about climate change, and I heard a talk not long ago about new technologies to pull carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Well, there's this incredible technology that's been around for millions of years. It's called trees, but we just keep clearing. And I know Queensland, under the previous government, the amount of land clearing up there was just off the scale. We see in New South Wales, koala habitat up around Coonabarabran, Moree, trees just being mowed down. So it removes habitat, but it also removes this vital way of reducing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which drives up the temperature. It's like a blanket around the world, and it's gone from 280 parts per million pre-industrial revolution to 410 now. So we're in uncharted territory. What that means to firefighters is year-round the temperatures are getting warmer on average. But what it means, like last Friday, is the extremes are far more extreme. So we get very hot days, very low relative humidity, so the moisture in the air, very strong winds. And I'm still on the front line. I'm now a volunteer firefighter back where I started in 1972. Having retired from fire and rescue after 39 years, I'm seeing it firsthand. And these fires are much harder to fight. Plus, we're in the middle of the worst drought on record.
What do we do about all of this?
Look, it's really difficult. A really difficult question to answer, because the horse has bolted. I know our Prime Minister said that we'd meet the Paris commitments in a canter. Well, forget the canter. The horse has bolted away. We're not going to meet those commitments. Our emissions have gone up every year for the last 5 years under this government because they're doing nothing. and they say they believe in climate change, but they just won't do anything.
Well, they say they're going to plant 1 billion trees.
Fantastic. Well, you know, let's get on with it. But reducing emissions. Yeah, and I saw the New South Wales government has come out, a Conservative government, and good on them. They've said by 2050, carbon neutral. So, look, I think everybody has to do their bit, whether it's solar panels, batteries, electric cars, reducing their consumption. But we have to wean ourselves off coal, oil and gas, because that is the base problem. Now, it's locked in, and as every retired fire chief from every fire... Well, retired fire chiefs from every fire service in Australia joined with me earlier this year. We wrote to the Prime Minister, called for climate action and detailed what we were seeing, and we really didn't get much feedback at all. But everybody has agreed this is a supercharged problem. I've never seen the fire seasons in New South Wales and Queensland are just off the Richter scale. They used to start in October. It now starts every year in August, early August. And the extreme fires we're seeing now should be around from November to February, not in the first week of spring. So, you know, people will say, oh, yeah, it's a drought. They don't, you know, apologies, everyone, you don't know what you're talking about. This has been, I've lived this for 50 years. I've studied this. The weather is far worse. We used to have to wait for an El Nino event to get a really bad fire season. It doesn't matter anymore. There's no El Nino, and we're getting these intense fires that formerly weren't possible unless you had these underlying conditions.